Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up, hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. What's up? Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with everyone. He went 0 for 3 when he lost his Oscar bet to Mike D. Yeah. And lost a lot of money. It's Eddie.
I did. Hey, guys, remember so I told you I had a pain on my side and I think I have stomach cancer?
Okay, that's not exactly how it went.
Well,
but you said it was hurting, and then you Googled and WebMD'd, and the worst thing they said was stomach cancer, so therefore you attached yourself to that.
I mean, that was mostly what it was saying, that I have stomach cancer. So what I did was I called my doctor. I said, hey, I'd like to go in and get screened for cancer because I have a pain in my stomach. Guys, the closest they can get me is April 3rd. Like, that's 2 weeks. Like, I still have the pain on my side.
Okay.
So if I die, it's on them.
But I don't think 2 weeks is a long time considering that sometimes it takes months.
All of those
like my sleep study took like 4 months to get into.
Yeah, but that's not life or death.
Cancer, but Eddie doesn't have cancer in his stomach.
Right. How do we know that?
I think you told whomever what the symptom was, and they probably thought this is not something I need to get in with him today.
A pain in my abdominal
Pains in my butt every day with not so much you, Amy.
No, that's a pain
They should literally be like, yo, man, we'll get you in. Right. Just come in.
Then everybody would get in that day. If they went immediately with everybody who thought they were dying based on some weird symptom.
Well, why do we have doctors then?
Because you got it in 2 weeks. That's nothing.
And you're like, oh, I got white spots on my throat. I think I got strep. We can see you in July. Really? Okay, that's not going to be any good.
Strep, you can go to the Minute Clinic.
Come on.
You can go to the place right down the road. That's what I do. Go right in there, sit for 10 minutes. They put you in, boom, in and out.
I'm going to go to the Medic Clinic and say, hey, can you check me for cancer?
You don't need to do that because in 2 weeks you're going to that doctor.
But do you know how fast cancer can spread?
Fast.
Sometimes.
Like that.
A doctor is going to make a more educated decision on when you need to be seen versus when others need to be seen and how quickly it needs to happen. I think it's great you got in 2 weeks. But some people like that, you can't get in for months.
That you have health care and stuff like
I'm
that.
I'm sorry, Eddie. I feel bad for you.
See, you're falling for him.
Thanks, dude. If I die, it's on them.
What?
Of anything?
Yeah.
Of anything?
Yeah, anything.
Like, somebody shoot you?
It's not right, man.
All right, moving on. His goal for this year is to give his opinion more, but we don't know how that was different from what he was doing before. It's Lunchbox!
I hate to admit it, but I'm getting older. You can see the gray in my beard. And the other day, I'm at the playground with my kids, and there's this tube slide. You know, like, it's all enclosed. They're like, Dad, I go down the slide. And I'm like, yeah, I'll go down the tube slide. Only problem is you got to, like, duck your head to get in the tube slide because I'm so big. And I pinch.
You mean you're an adult? That's what you mean.
Yeah. And I'm going. I'm like, oh, this is great. And then I get to the bottom, and I go to scoot out because I don't go all the way down the slide. And I pinched a nerve, like, in my neck shoulder.
Uh-oh.
And I can't really turn to the right. And I'm, like, all from going down the slide. Like, it hurts so bad. And I've just been popping Advil trying to get it to, like, go away. But
you should go to, like, a chiropractor.
It'll probably take me about 6 months to get in. Yeah,
that's true. I bet you, though, since we have a connection that he comes on the show, he could probably see you.
Do they do, like, is that what they do? They can take care of, like, a pinched nerve?
I didn't know much about chiropractors until, like, a year and a half ago. Maybe 2 years ago. And anytime I've been injured, it doesn't fix immediately, but it's so much faster. Because it's not like your body is just like a click, okay, you're good. But if it is a nerve that has been pinched or is currently, what would you say, like inflamed?
They
can do things to make it better.
Oh, man, because like trying to look over at Mike D, I got to turn the whole body because it hurts.
The weird thing about being an adult is it's like my iPhone. I would compare me being an adult to my iPhone screen. I can do a lot of stuff and I don't get hurt, but if I just drop it, my body, in a weird way, even not even that hard, just that slight angle, it shatters.
Well, he probably shouldn't be going down slides anyway.
But sometimes you just got to go down a slide.
Yeah, like your kids, like, go down the slide. You're like, I'll show them I'll go down the slide.
I could throw my iPhone across the room and the screen wouldn't break. However, it could fall out of my pocket as I'm sitting down and it hits just wrong, little crack in the screen. Same thing with our bodies as we get older. Like, I was carrying a chair, not even a heavy chair, and I put it up on my shoulder, and I just lifted my shoulder to hold it tight, and I lifted the chair down, I couldn't move my shoulder back down. I was doing nothing.
But yeah, we work out with heavy weights.
No, I'm telling you. It's like iPhone screen. Well, good luck, Lunchbox. I would hit up the chiropractor guy.
Okay.
He could probably help you out. All right, moving on. Amy, you ready for yours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here she is. For 18 years, she's been my co-host, and out of everyone on the show, she believes in signs from above the most. It's Amy.
Okay, so I just have a question for the guys. It's really simple. I want to know around the room who knows it. The sidewalk rule.
I know it, so I'll be quiet.
Okay.
What's the sidewalk
rule? I mean, I try to live the sidewalk rule a little bit.
Yeah, you walk on the sidewalk.
Right. Don't walk on the road.
You guys win. Good job.
I don't know. Eddie,
you fail. Lunchbox, you fail. Bobby.
When walking with my wife, there's a certain side, I think this is what it is. There's a certain side of the sidewalk that you walk on, which keeps her out of danger and me in more danger.
Oh.
Would that be the one you're talking
which
about?
Which would be, yeah. So closest to the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you get hit by the car and she doesn't?
Yep.
Why? What happened to equality?
No, it's just now coming about. Equality.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
It's not what happened to it. Yeah. I would say, yeah. Mostly we try to abide by. I try to remember that. But also in every single wet spot or mud puddle, I take off something and let her step on it instead of the water.
Wow.
Sometimes I butt naked after if it's a wet day. I take my shirt off, put her steps on it, do my pants. All of a sudden we're walking down the road and I'm like, hey, chivalry, baby.
You're a gentleman.
So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just didn't know how many guys knew it because it is pretty awesome.
It's old school.
A guy does it.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with equality lunchbox. It's just a gesture.
No. Why is it
that bit where she walks near the road and you act like you're pushing her from a car?
That's funny.
That's funny. All right, Ray Monday, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he loves doing a memorabilia break, and the helmets and jerseys are real, not fake. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Speaking of that, I've bought no new memorabilia as far as I'm done. I put the trailer up to the show that we're doing. It's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. It's called I Saw the Sign, which is also an Ace of Base song that goes, I saw the sign. And the show is called I Saw a Sign, Saw the Sign, whatever. It's just not about Ace of Base. And so I stopped. No memorabilia. However, here's the thing about eBay. Now, just for fun, I just pulled up what I bought. 1,000 cards, unopened baseball cards, and from like the 90s. And it's not to make money. It's just to open 90s players. I bought 1,000 cards for like $60.
Oh my goodness.
And they come shipped in these huge boxes. And it's just like, it's just fun to go through.
Football cards?
All different kinds of stuff.
Oh wow. So you can get Jordans in there.
I guess. But again, that's my new weekly. That's what I'm obsessed with.
Opening cards.
Old school. Well, yeah, because I'm doing this show. I'm trying to make my money back. I put way too much money into this.
Yeah, but the show's, I mean, this isn't part of the show anymore.
No, this is just fun.
You're just buying stuff now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I called my friend Andy Roddick, who's a professional tennis player, because I had a pack of tennis cards and I was trying to find him just to be funny. And I was like, I try to find you. Are you even in these cards? And he goes, I got like 100 like rookie cards of mine already graded. He goes, do you want some of these? And I was like, let's go.
Sign them too.
I think if they're already in the pack though, it's hard to sign.
Oh, you can't take them out and sign them?
I don't think so.
Oh man.
That you send them to a place and they tell you that it's how good a condition the card's in.
Oh.
So then if you want to sell them, people already know. But anyway, I may bring some to the studio. We can open some of them like on the post show or something. Just old cards. Another fun show idea would be going to somebody that played like in the 90s or early 2000s baseball and opening cards from their year. And they tell you stories about
player.
Or if they have any stories about any of the players as you're opening, they don't see any who it is.
That's really cool, dude.
So I was thinking about, like, my favorite player ever is Mark Grace. Calling Mark Grace, going to Arizona, where he is, and going, all right, we're going to open these from 98. And then you open them on camera and you go through and you tell story. You can do wrestlers. You can do anything.
He sees like a player. He's like, man, this son
that
of a.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that'd be fun. Like a fun little
show. Yeah, I like
show.
That.
Yeah. All right. That's it. Yeah. I'm totally in this world now.
So you started buying the cards and the cards are now leading to another show. This is how your brain works.
I just thought of it. That'd be a good idea.
I know.
It's like, not a show. It's content, you know?
Yeah. I get it.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have a 10-year-old son. Last weekend, he had a friend over. While they were playing, his friend knocked over my son's PlayStation while throwing a football in the living room. This was after I told them they had to take the football outside because I don't allow balls in the house. It was an accident, but the PS5 now won't turn off, and it looks like something is broken inside of it. I told his parents, but they brushed it off as boys will be boys. But I think they should be at fault and offer to either pay or repair the PS5. Do you think they'd be liable? Signed, Mad Mama. No, I do not. Your son was playing ball in the house, too.
Yeah.
I do not in any way think they should be liable.
Yeah, two to tango.
Yeah. And
wait, what?
It's not like... The neighbor came over and started playing dodgeball with a football at your son in the house and hit the PlayStation. And in that case, still questionable. And but that's not the case. No, you lose because your son messed up.
Yeah. So my son had a friend over the other day and my friend's car was parked in the driveway. And she told her son specifically, don't throw the football in the driveway because I don't want you to dent any cars or whatever. Well, what did my son do and that other kid? They went out to the driveway and they started throwing the football in the driveway and they hit her car.
Boys and, will be boys.
Yeah, and it was my son that threw it, but it was her son that didn't catch it. But still, when they came in, Stevenson's like, he's the one that missed it. And then he said, it's fine, we can play right here. And I said, well, Stevenson, this is your house. And we told y'all specifically, don't throw it in the driveway. So I already knew at that moment, my son is at fault as well. And I think sometimes we have to, it's our home, our rules. We have to take responsibility too. I felt horrible.
Yeah, boys will be boys. However, your boy was involved in the throwing and allowed that to happen in the house, even if he was the one that threw it. And nope, it's on you. That sucks. PlayStations aren't cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But boys will be boys, so your boy is out of PlayStation now.
How about just giving it a shot? See if the parents... I mean, it sounds like the parents aren't going to buy it.
They were like, boys will be boys.
Well, then
and they shouldn't. Again, if that son like sneaks in a window and throws a ball and...
Different.
Yeah, they didn't do that. So that's an easy one there. All right, thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Something we did on the show that we just thought would be good content and ended up being useful for a lot of folk was the bit where we had a PhD come in and test everybody for dyslexia. And Amy and Eddie were diagnosed with dyslexia. And turns out one of your friends, so she trained with teaching people with dyslexia?
Yeah. Well, so Andrea, she's a teacher.
Yeah.
And she's been my best friend since we were like 14. And she's a teacher. But then her son was diagnosed with dyslexia. So then she got trained on how to teach.
Well, what does she say to you?
Well, she's coming in town this weekend, so she says she's going to work with me on some things.
Oh.
So we're going to have some, like, tutor.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I mean, I think she was encouraged further testing, and so I reached out to the Miss Kelly who came and did the test to us, and so I made a Zoom appointment with her for further testing and to figure out a plan as well.
And to maybe be specific about where... Your dyslexia lives, so you can address that.
Yeah. And so we can expand my world.
Do you feel like that you have moved beyond shame? Because during the show, you started crying.
I think the tears were, it wasn't so much shame. I think it was more like, I've known something was a little off. I just didn't know what. And so now here I am in a very public way figuring it out. And I think some of my high school self, my younger self, parts of me that were school was really hard. I was talking to my sister about it yesterday and she was like, yeah, you've said a lot how you don't know how you graduated college. And I really don't. I don't have the same memories that other people do when it comes to that. And I think it's just because I was just trying to get through it, get by. But we'll see. We'll see once I do the Zoom and do follow-up and see really where it is. Because I guess there's it's on a spectrum.
Yes, big time.
So where do I fall?
Right.
Because I can read.
You can also address the issue if you know exactly what the issue is. We know you can read. None of us thought you could read.
Yeah, and I know that it's just foreign to me. I was surprised by it. I knew it was something. A lot of times I thought it was my ADHD brain, but now some of it may be because of the dyslexia. So we'll just see what that means.
Lunchbox has a question for you guys.
Okay.
What is that question?
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, in public, have people treated you any differently, like giving you, like, nice advantages? Or like if you're at the grocery store and you see someone on crutches, you're like, oh, can I help you get that? Or if you're someone's really short, people like will help them get things off the shelf. Have you guys noticed any difference when you guys have been going out in public?
Not one single bit. No.
So dumb. No. How would they know, man? Yeah, how would they know that we're dyslexic?
You know, like an older person, you open the door for them, you hold it a little.
Yeah, yeah. But you can tell they're old. Like, what about?
I'm just saying, like, maybe you're looking at the prices. Oh, you can't read that? And then they help you read the price.
It's not $9.74. It's $4.79, sir.
Yeah. I just didn't know if you guys had noticed anything.
He wants to know if people have
treated you different.
You guys any different because of your diagnosis.
Our handicap.
No. If anything, what we've learned, and I've learned from other people commenting to us that also have dyslexia, like, okay, it's a gift for us in a way. Like, we can use it to our advantage. Our brain thinks differently than
the
other
word
people,
they,
and it's not bad.
No, I didn't say it was bad.
The
I
word
was,
they use is superpower. They say that we have superpowers.
No, you have to develop it because of the traditional way of teaching doesn't teach to where you guys would be equal. So you have to develop a different way to learn so you can develop a strength.
It's pretty amazing.
Right.
Think about it.
But Lunchbox thinks you guys are suffering from a form of, like a disability.
Right,
no,
because he's
just
normal and we're not.
In a way, we were at a disadvantage because Lunchbox's brain happened to learn the way that he was being taught. So he probably was able to absorb a lot more.
But he didn't.
Right, no.
He didn't absorb.
No, he did. Lunchbox is
He's making fun of you guys.
No, I'm asking.
Making sure you guys
I was asking.
I know that you're asking, but you can't be. You're not serious. Like,
no,
you're just
I am.
No, he is serious.
Like you said, if you see someone with crutches and they're like struggling, you help them. He wanted to know if you guys had people that see you struggling reading.
Well, if I was struggling, I would hope someone
would
help.
That's always. I was hoping
that's
that
maybe. That's fine, but it's not. We're all.
He's being caring right now.
Capable.
Yeah.
So when you would read out loud in school, in class, did you have problems with that?
I don't know.
They'd be like, okay, Amy, read this paragraph.
All I know is a narrative I've always had in my head is teachers didn't expect much of me. And I know that sounds horrible
funny.
To say back, but it's true. And like,
I'm sorry.
So that's why the narrative in my head was just, even as an adult in therapy, one of my friends that's a therapist, Kat, she even said, she was like, gosh, she goes, I'm surprised none of this ever came up in therapy that you maybe thought you were dyslexic. And I said, well, I never knew what it was. And I said, but it did come up. And she's like, well, how? And I was like, well, I would just tell him I think I'm stupid. And that was a constant conversation in therapy. And then I do think when you have those thoughts about yourself, it does piggyback and then you don't think you're capable. So therefore it limits you. And so now what?
Yeah, you limit yourself.
It's allowing. Yes. Yeah. Like, so now if I can open that up a little bit, it's still a work in progress. I wish I had come further than I had because I would easily tell someone else this advice, but it's like taking the advice for yourself is more difficult. And I'm excited to see where it takes us.
Me too. You have not hit your ceiling.
Right.
Lunchbox peaked like 10 years ago. Right.
High school. Yeah.
I know I have not. And that's encouragement to anybody else, whether you're getting any kind of a diagnosis as an adult, like, cause there's tons of other things that are out there too, that you might be learning about yourself. And it's like, okay, yay. Now you have this information. What are you going to do with it?
Eddie, how's your life changed?
No, it's not changing at all. No one helps me at the grocery store. I don't care, really. And Amy, props to her for trying to better her life. I'm like, I'm 44 years old. Like, what am I going to do now? It's over. So it is what it is, man. I'm going to live my life
the
way I've been living it.
Hey, Eddie, I'm going to try to encourage you not to give up, man.
Yes, no. Yes.
That's it, dude.
Yes.
I don't know. Apparently, I may learn better with colors or something.
But what are you going to learn more?
I can't even see colors.
What am I going to learn more? Yeah. I feel like I'm going to learn things for the first time.
What if she doesn't even, there are things she may not even know.
I feel.
Really?
Yes. No, there's so much I don't know that I just did what I needed to do to get by in school.
I'm proud of you.
Like when I would do well in school, There was one time I was real proud of myself. I gave a speech at school, public. It was my first time ever, and I don't know how I got assigned that position, but my teacher in a meeting afterwards was like overly proud of me to where it sort of deflated me because I was like, whoa, she did not really think I could do that at all. But she goes, well, how about that? Amy the cheerleader, who would have thought? And I'll never forget it. And then I was like, I was so proud of myself. And then immediately was like whack-a-mole. It was like, boop, whack me back down to where I was like, well, dang, I just did good. But now I don't feel good because she clearly didn't think I'd ever do good.
Yeah, which affected your entire perception of yourself.
Yes, which is why
it's limited you in other ways.
Crazy that, you know, I get
Eddie, but for you, no. Who cares? Dude?
It's over, dude.
Life's over, bro.
I'm done.
It is not.
Okay,
it's over. Who cares? Eddie, join our Zoom.
No, I'm good.
All right, George Burge. This is Cowboy Songs. Bobby Bone Show. Thank you, guys.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So there's a band, mostly from the 80s, called Van Halen. Familiar with them?
Yes.
Can you name a song? If you can't, that's okay.
I can if you give me a hint.
By the band Van Halen.
Right, but just
they've had different lead singers.
Okay, I know one.
Can you pull the music down so I can try to get there too? So there's like Panama, da 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 da, Panama, You know that one?
Yeah, I didn't realize they were saying Panama, but yes.
What did you think they were saying?
I don't know.
If you had to guess.
Turn me on.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But that's not even close. So maybe it's a similar song.
No, I think that you're probably singing Panama, just wrong.
Okay.
Another Van Halen song.
Might as well
jump, jump, dun, dun.
For go ahead, jump.
Oh.
Amy's like, I thought I said dump.
Oh, boy.
No, I know that one.
So the band's Van Halen.
We jump rope to heart to it.
What?
Jump rope for heart.
Is it a charity thing as a kid?
Yeah, in like fourth grade, you'd jump rope as long as you could to raise money for the American Heart Association.
And you did it to jump.
All the jump songs. Jump, jump.
Got it. So Van Halen's band, Eddie Van Halen was a guitarist. His son, Wolfgang Van Halen, is now big into music education. Eddie died, by the way.
Yeah, cancer.
Yeah, so Wolfgang Van Halen has donated $100,000 to kickstart a campaign that helps schools buy instruments for their music programs, which I thought was a big deal. He said, music's been a big part of my life, and our family's great pleasure is to help support music education. Also, they didn't even know they affected hearts.
Yeah. Jump rope for heart.
Jump for hearts. Yeah, do it. Can you do another one?
Another Van Halen song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot for teacher. I've got it bad, bad, bad.
I'm hot for teacher. Yeah, that one. Different lead singer early on. That's like David Lee Roth.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It's like.
That's how it starts.
You don't get that one?
No.
Can you do any other ones?
Let's see what else.
I bet you we could sing 100 of them.
Probably.
If we.
Oh. Running with the devil.
I know that one for
you
sure.
You do? What'd
yeah.
What do you think it was?
Running with the devil.
You did think that?
That one's very clear.
Okay. How about, say, jump, hop for teacher. They did a cover of when. Oh.
What do you got?
Nah, I don't know. There's like, I know they did a cover of You Really Got Me, but that's not their song.
Girl, you really got me
you
going.
You really got me down. But that was a big one for Van Halen, too.
Mm-hmm. And then there's like, Ain't Talking About Love. I don't know what that is.
Ain't Talking About Love.
Are you serious?
It's going to rock you to the core.
Yeah. Your older brother listened to Van Halen.
Dude, that was his favorite band.
Why can't this be love?
So tell me why can't this be love? I got to know. That was Sammy Hagar.
I don't know that one.
No. Okay. Well, oh, we're done. I just thought it was a cool thing. Oh, Ice Cream Man.
I'm an ice cream man. The stopping one, stopping by. Yeah.
They also did a cover of Pretty Woman Walking Down the Street. That's like a Roy Orbison song.
Yep.
All right, Van Halen. Hey, shout out Van Halen.
And Wolfie.
Wolfgang Van Halen. That's a cool name for a kid, huh?
Yeah, Wolfgang.
Who is Wolfgang named? Don't answer. Who's Wolfgang Van Halen named after?
Wolfgang Puck.
The chef?
He might be as old as Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah.
Well, if not, Wolfgang was like 6. No.
It's the only other Wolfgang I know.
Not true.
That I know.
Not true.
Okay,
you gotta think about it.
You know it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Tell me.
Why would Eddie Van Halen name his son that?
Who's?
Oh, another guitar player?
Sort of. Let's go piano.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that on a piano before, now that I think about it.
No, let's go somebody with white. Like, think about gray hair, a big old-fashioned costume.
Oh, Wolfgang.
Come on.
Okay, so there's Beethoven, and then there's...
Now we're talking.
Does he have three names?
Who's Beethoven's cousin? Mozart.
Oh, Wolfgang Mozart.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
They're not cousins. I just think of them as the same kind of person.
Okay, now I know. I didn't know that.
And he ended up being a member of Van Halen, Mozart.
No, he didn't.
Okay, there you go.
I did not know that.
That's what it's all about. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in target circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. I love Sawyer Brown so much that Eddie and I had invited Mark, the lead singer, to come out and play the Million Dollar Show with us a couple years ago. Sounds exactly the same.
Freaking awesome.
Like, love the dude. Got to talk with him forever. And I was talking with him, and we were talking about, because they went on Star Search. That was the way that, because they tried in town forever. And they went on Star Search, which is basically pre-American Idol, American Idol. And he talked about all the money they won on that show.
We win the first show. We don't even know what that really means. So Steve comes back into the dressing room after. Everybody's like all excited, and we're kind of... Yeah, but they'd given us five different dressing rooms, but we all dressed in one. You know, we were so intimidated. So we're all in this dressing room, and he comes in, and he says, okay, we have another show in 3 days, blah, blah, blah. And we're sitting there, and we're kind of stunned. And he goes, what's wrong? And I said... Man, we just brought enough clothes for today. And so he goes, hang on. So he goes in, he comes back in, he's got like five vouchers. He says, we have you booked on a red eye. And he looks at me and he says, Mark, I want you to bring back a lot of clothes. Mm. So we were out there for 6.5 months.
Did you get the money? Do you actually get $100,000?
Yeah.
And a recording contract, or was it like $100,000?
They weren't allowed to offer it because of the California laws at the time. We were getting like $1,600 for after scale and then $5,000 for winning each show. We kept winning. And then the ultimate prize was $100,000.
And you got the money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so everybody, and that was a big show.
It was huge. you know, we found out really quick. I mean, the first show we did after that was an afternoon show in Palm Beach. And they had crowd controllers like, you know, 20,000 people.
Life had changed.
Yeah.
So he talks about how nobody in Nashville would give them the time of day. They go win Star Search, win all this money. And then all of a sudden, everybody's like, no, we knew it. We knew you were great. And he talks about how he knew Some Girls Do was going to be a huge song for them.
When I wrote Some Girls Do, I thought it was the only song that I've ever written that I knew I had one. I thought, okay, I've written one. This could be something. They say you'll know when the one comes on. And Some Girls Do changed our everything. Some Girls Do took us into arenas. That's what that song did.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Mark Miller of Sawyer Brown.
Mark Miller was an athlete back in high school, then in college. I mean, he still looks good. Like, he's like 60-something and looks like he could beat any of us up.
Yeah.
Don't you guys agree?
Yes.
And then it's always interesting to meet people that got super successful. Like, what were they doing before they got successful? Like, what were some of their other jobs?
My job in high school and college, I was a trick water skier at Walt Disney World. I was Pinocchio in the water ski show. You would have to do, like, we would do shows over at the Polynesian Hotel, the Contemporary, and you would have to do, like, beach starts, dock starts, and all that kind of stuff. So you have to learn that later, like, once you see this is the job, you know. So.
As Pinocchio, though, you're doing it.
Yeah, that was the toughest part, because you've got this helmet on inside of this rubber head, and you've got these little eyes that you have to see out of, and when they get wet, you can't see. It's like a screen door. The screen gets wet,
and when you lie, the nose gets bigger.
And if you're like, I can see,
exactly.
Guy's funny. Like, I wanted to hang out with them after we ended up talking. Yeah. So Sawyer Brown, massive back in the day. They're doing a documentary with Blake Shelton producing it. Blake produced a new record. You know, he wrote a book that's super interesting, and then Eddie signed my Larry Bird basketball. And Larry Bird and Mark of Sawyer Brown apparently are friends and have been friends for a long time. And Larry Bird played for the Celtics way back in the day. And on his book, which his book, by the way, is called The Boys and Me, My Life in Country Music by Mark Miller, Larry Bird writes a little blurb on the back. And he was like, let me see if I can call Larry. But he talked about the time he went golfing with Larry Bird.
So I get a call from Larry to golf. He picks me up. It's about 25 minutes to the golf course. So we golf, you know, like 4.5 hours. He doesn't say a word to me. Nothing.
Wait, you mean not even a single word? Not about
he would say, you know, there's a trap up here on the left hand side.
Were you in the same cart?
In the same cart.
That's so awkward.
Yeah, really
yeah.
weird.
Yeah, yeah. And we finish the whole day. We go back to the hotel. He doesn't talk to me on the way over or on the way back. And we get to the hotel. He said, hey, man, that was a blast. You want to go tomorrow?
He had a great time.
That's funny. So, but your interpretation, was he just so competitive and just stoic?
No, he's very introverted and very quiet and very private.
That would be my best friend. We could just go and say nothing.
Yeah.
That's why Mike D and I get along so wonderfully. We don't say a word to each other for days, and we're like, I love you too, man.
Okay, so we golf like every day for 5 days. Then we're going to take the next day off. He said, I'm going to take the tomorrow off. So he calls me late that night, and he says, hey, can you go with me tomorrow? He said, I just got called. I got to go, you know, do a favor for a guy. And he said, I want you to go with me and ride in the cart with me because I don't want to have to talk to anybody.
It was such a good interview, and we're playing some clips of it here, but the full thing, and it was probably 45 minutes or so, is up on the Bobbycast if you guys want to go listen to it. But Sawyer Brown, amazing. They still sound amazing. Go to sawyerbrown.com to check out their tour dates, the new album, Desperado Troubadour. It's out. The book, The Boys and Me, My Life in Country Music, it's out, and they're doing a documentary with Blake Shelton as well. So I hope you check it out on the Bobbycast. I hope you check out all of his stuff. I know you've said on the show before that you could possibly be pre-menopausal.
I am.
Which made sense because, not that I know a lot about menopause, but pre means before. What's the difference in pre and perimenopausal?
Listen, I can't quite figure it out, but I think I'm perimenopausal. So I think that's what I am. And I Google and read it, and maybe it's just my comprehension or my attention span, but I would love to consult an expert. I've talked to my OBGYN, but she's sort of like an in and out kind of girl. What? Like, I really respect her. She's busy, but she comes in, she does her thing, and she's like, okay, any questions? And then I feel like I have so many that I just am like, no, I'm good.
I looked up perimenopause.
Yeah.
I just know the difference in pre and peri.
I feel like
as
they're
a
similar.
Prefix.
They are.
Okay.
They're both before, so, but I don't know why they're different.
Perimenopause is the time around menopause when your ovaries gradually stop working. Wow. This is a natural process that causes physical and emotional symptoms. It does not need treatment, but treatment can help lessen symptoms. Treatments include hormones, antidepressants, lifestyle changes, etc.
Yeah.
Was this why you were sick last week?
Yes.
More than flu? Like, it wasn't like
yeah,
a flu.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on, and then now I know based on order of events last week, I was like, oh, this all makes sense. And, you know, she had told me that she could do this particular IUD, that would help my hormones. And so some of perimenopause, what I was experiencing, sometimes some women think they might be pregnant because they get nauseous. And I was like, well, no, I'm not pregnant. And I had so much nausea. Like I just felt.
Did you test?
No, I don't need to test.
Are you sure?
There's no way that I've
ever heard of somebody called Mary?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't
had
know.
Jesus.
I mean, but I do want.
She didn't need to test.
Would she have tested positive? I don't know.
So perimenopause means around menopause. Premenopause means before menopause.
Okay, so I'm the pre-pre. I guess peri is pre-pre.
You know what? We're just rooting for you. How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, good luck.
See how I just surrender to it and I give up because I don't know. But last week is the worst I've experienced it. And I was at the OBGYN probably a month ago. And she told me, well, yeah, it's not going to get any better. This just is how it is when you're in your 40s to 50s. And, you know, that's right where I am. I'm right there and there.
Did you show her your tail?
No. Huh. What would she do about my tail?
I would tell everybody, if I had to, like, show any of my body parts and I had a tail like Amy does, I'd say it immediately so they didn't get shocked by it.
Right.
Doing something else. They're coming in. They're like, hey, we're here to check out your broken foot. Look at my butt. I have a tail.
Check this out.
I mean, she sees a lot of things. I guess I could ask her.
Amen.
Have you ever seen this?
Uh-huh.
And then
take a look at this.
And then I would feel more comfortable when she said, yeah, absolutely. I see that all the time. I don't know. Either way, just heads up, warning. It's not going to get better.
Warning to us that you're not going to get better, or warning to us it'll happen to us too?
No, we're good, right?
No, y'all don't have ovaries.
Yeah, we don't.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
I look in the mirror and I'm like, well, I don't know I don't know the card we get you for this.
Like an AARP card? Or?
Like you'll never, yeah.
You can't do a get well soon.
No, because you're never going to get well.
It doesn't get better, really.
Well, maybe once I'm
thinking about you
after 50, I'm not sure, but it's like hot flashes and
your lifestyle change. How's that changing?
My lifestyle?
It says one of the symptoms you can do is lifestyle change.
Yes. So I've started some herbal supplements and
I feel like you've always been doing that.
Yeah, but they say on the bottle, menopause.
Oh, man.
This is time marches on, but
for
it's
sure.
Cool. I love my age.
Golden girls in the morning.
I love where I am. I just am trying to figure it out. And I know a lot of other women are in the same position as me. And you're not alone.
Are you too early for it? You're 43, right?
Yeah, I'm not too early.
Okay. You just look so young and vibrant. That's why I ask.
No, it's like.
Hey, better than a card.
No, she even told me I was peri like over a year ago, but symptoms have just gradually gotten worse and worse. And last week was the first time I experienced that type of nausea surrounding it and that type of just low, like, I don't know what's wrong with me, feeling.
Are you sure? That's what she said. She didn't say, like, do you know the band Perry?
Better dig through.
Yeah, but you could confuse that.
No. Brothers. Right.
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, I have something for the voicemail bag. I'm from the state of Iowa. Let's say I work in a small office and I wouldn't give my coworkers special treats. Well, that's not legal in Iowa, but like I'm a pretty good baker. So is it allowed? Is it not allowed? Would I get arrested for this? It just seems easier to call you guys and have you guys factually check it. Mm. Sometimes Bobby Bones is better than Google.
Yeah. Fact check, not our strong point. However, if it's illegal in the state, first of all, I would not do it I wouldn't do it. You can do it. And listen, do it. And you're probably not going to get in trouble. But I'm saying officially, I wouldn't do it because it's illegal. And if something were to happen to somebody that ate it killed them, you will get in trouble. Yes.
Yeah.
The law will come down on you. However, I'll go to the other side. Work. Let's say it was legal in the state you're in, but you're doing it at work. You can't do that either. It would be like, let's say, Colorado, where special treats would be legal because you can buy the stuff at a store. But that doesn't mean you can go into work with a 40 and where beer is legal here.
Sure.
And just drink beer all day either. That is against the company laws. So I would say where it's legal, you still don't do it. And where it's illegal, you still don't do it. But if you want to do it, make sure they know what's in it.
But I mean, I can bring a bottle of whiskey to Lunchbox, right? He just can't open it.
He just can't open it. And
so can
it.
She bring a sealed? If it was
no,
legal,
no, no,
if
it's
it was
not legal. No. The answer to her is no.
Okay, because
it's illegal in her state.
Yeah, so it's illegal all the way around.
Yeah.
Now, on your personal free time, you do whatever you want. But if you do get caught for it, you will get in trouble.
Okay.
But in a place where it's legal, you could probably, yes, you could do it and give him whatever, and he could just take it home. But you're not going to be able to sit at work and eat them.
Right. Right. You can't get. Yeah.
I would advise against it in a state where it's illegal.
But man, it sounds like she makes good ones.
It sounds like she's a good friend. You know what I mean? Good coworker.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Phone brain is a real thing. So experts are saying that if you have some serious thinking to do, put your phone out of the way because it's distracting you. Even like glancing at your phone will slow your brain down by over 20%. And if you want the absolute best thinking environment, you should go outside in nature, find a quiet spot, avoid having a laptop or phone within reaching distance.
Or kids. It's all distraction.
That's a big distraction. Mm-hmm.
I keep my phone face down, well, all the time. It's just a habit because I know.
What are you hiding, man?
Exactly. And that definitely can be seen as that. Like, I would always tell people, like, if your dude's living his life with his phone face down, you better be really aware of what's going on. However, with this job, if I have my phone face up, any alert I get, even if I'm doing the show, I'm just drawn to, let me just eyeball it real quick. That is extremely distracting. So I agree with that. Although I'm very pro phone. When I run for office, pro phone.
Oh, man.
I saw this whole article about how high percentage of teens, I think it was like 70% or something, of teens are actually feeling happy and peaceful without their phone. And I
would think that would be basically 100% of people after a certain point.
Yeah.
There's probably that withdrawal stage where you're like, oh, what's happening? I need to know. I need to check. When I went to this place for a few days, for like some intensive therapy, and they take your phone from you. And I don't know, the first 12 hours was really weird. And then it was awesome just because I knew I couldn't get to my phone and do stuff. So that thought of I need to get to my phone to see what's up, not even just social media, but work. It was great. It felt great. But I don't really like going to that place. I like the place where I can go to it all the time.
Well, so my son got a phone for Christmas. And so far we had avoided the whole with him, like, anything social media, like it's just never come up until now.
Now, what's he want to do?
Yesterday, he said, "Mom, everybody." He starts rattling off that some kids. He's like, they have Snapchat, they have Instagram, they have TikTok, they have Twitter, they have. I mean, and I thought, well, as parents, could we have a meeting and be like, okay, let's just pick one, or do we have to have them all?
Well, the problem is some parents are idiots.
Correct.
It's just in general because some humans are idiots.
Yep.
In what we feel are idiotic. We all have different views on the world, and our views don't always meet with everybody else's views. And so you could have that meeting, but then it'd go viral because there'd be a fist fight.
You know what I do, Amy? When I pick him up from school, I roll the window down. Like, hey, come over here. Ask one of his friends, you have TikTok? No. Okay, thank you. I didn't think so.
Unless he's hiding it from his parents.
Right.
That's funny thing to do that.
Yeah. Oh, my son said everybody did. My bad. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
But what if you get one that's like, yeah, I do?
Then I go ask another one. Okay, cool. You go away.
But then you're trying to find one that's not everybody, right?
Right.
If you just find one, that's not everybody.
Correct.
Yeah, Eddie's son totally has a TikTok.
No, he doesn't.
I didn't think my daughter had one either.
He doesn't that you know of.
Okay.
All of a sudden, she pops up in my feed dancing.
That's funny.
Okay, so Cheetos, particularly hot Cheetos, get them while you can, because apparently Flamin' Hot Cheetos might be banned.
What?
In California, and that's where it all starts.
Is it a chemical? A specific chemical they're going to have to get rid of?
Red dye 40 and yellow dye 6. Okay. They're in Takis.
Yellow dye 7 is my favorite. Yellow dye
7 is good.
I'm cool with that, yeah.
Yeah, Takis, some Doritos, Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And so that's what's, turning your fingers orange. And so there's a bill that is being considered in legislature that'll yank the snack.
I'm sure that's accurate. I mean, who knows what these chemicals even are? But they'll be able to add a different.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like Skittles, remember they were going to stop doing that, but
they figured a way to do it differently. They're not banning Skittles.
Right, but they banned that particular ingredient.
Yeah,
which is great.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah. Like, you can, to get red, like, can't you get, like,
blood.
Beets.
Blood of a baby.
Or something.
All right, what else?
Jelly Roll. I was talking about how he's doing a little self-care. You know, he's talked about his health journey, and something that he's adding to that is his smile. He had some veneers that were 20 years old, and he decided to go to the dentist, get those replaced, had some wisdom teeth pulled, cavities filled, and he gave his mouth like a complete overhaul, and he's feeling like he just wanted a pretty smile, which I think...
good for him.
Yeah.
In his health and fitness and wellness journey, I worry about him just because, I mean, he's stretching himself thin. Like, I get it. Jelly Roll went hard forever with very, very mild success, and now he's crushing it, and I know what it feels like on a different level of, like, I'm finally getting this opportunity. I need to do every opportunity because it's not going to last forever. Because everybody wants a piece of Jelly Roll now. It's really cool for him. I'm super happy for him. But what my hope is for him is that he prioritizes and doesn't kill himself, because long term, that'll hurt him. I struggled with having some health issues because I was, and again, not to the level of Jelly Roll, but I was all over the place once I had like a little bit of uptick and people were like, oh, you should do this. I did it all. And I think in the end, I ended up being physically... it was so negative that it probably hurt me long term more than the short term gain I got of it. But I root for Jelly Roll. I mean, it seems like it's going great for him. Hope he stays healthy. All right, is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this woman, Terry, she's on a road trip with her husband, Randy. They're driving through Wyoming, and they made a little pit stop to take their dog out. Well, 30 minutes later, back on the road, she looks down, and she's like, oh, my wedding ring. It's not on my finger. I don't know where it is. So they start to backtrack. They look at Google Maps. They see where they had stopped, because she's like, oh, yeah, I mean, I think when I was putting lotion on my hands, it must be back there. And so they posted it to social media with it marked on Google Maps where they were.
Oh.
And a woman named Brandy saw the post, volunteered to go look for the ring, and she found it. So they didn't even have to turn around and drive back and get it, because Brandy mailed it to them. And it was extra special because it was sentimental, because Randy's uncle gave them the wedding ring.
It's cool that somebody would find it and give it instead of finding it and sell it. And also smart of them to do the Google Map thing, too.
Yeah.
And also good for her to know where she kind of left it and it to actually be there.
Right.
Because a lot of times when I guess, I'll probably left it here. It's not there.
And I think it's like Brandy, it's like a special shout out, because it's not like Brandy just found it and then tried to figure it out. Like, she saw the post and went and made an effort to try to find it.
That's good. Well, great story. Shout out to everybody involved. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.